Hi, welcome to the Nafford Junction podcast with me, James Walters. This is a series of how-tos, research and advice to give you ideas of how to help climate change by inspiring regeneration to give back more than we take and sustainability for the benefit of people, planet and future generations. Our mission is to combine the best information from across the internet with our own experiences at home and work to help you grow, eat and live sustainably. I hope you find this episode helpful. Hi, welcome to this episode with me, James Walters. This episode is part of our series on climate change, where we'll cover everything from what is climate change, the causes, the effects, and how you can help to stop climate change. In previous episodes, we covered what is climate change and the causes. For this one, part three, we'll cover the effects of climate change, flooding, droughts, wildfires, and food. As the planet heats up, more ice melts and more water evaporates from the ground, soil and plants, which puts more moisture into the atmosphere. That moisture turns into rain. The result is more severe rain, more extreme weather. We've already experienced this extreme weather at home and in news reports from other countries. But why does flooding actually happen? Well, part of why climate change is happening is because we've cut down too many trees and we farm in a way that degenerates the soil. When soil is degenerated, it can't absorb water quickly and it can't hold as much water. When there's rain, water hits the ground and just runs off into ditches, streams and rivers. As the soil is already degraded, the rain carries away more topsoil. That topsoil ends up in ditches, streams and rivers. That soil then helps to block ditches, streams and rivers. The water has nowhere to go, which gives us floods. Let's also not forget that water, not carbon, is the primary greenhouse gas, and that water is responsible for most of the heating and cooling dynamics of our blue planet. That comes from Walter Jenner, soil microbiologist and climate scientist. So if water is the primary greenhouse gas, by cutting down trees and destroying soil, we're releasing more water and speeding up climate change, which in turn heats up the planet to melt more ice and evaporate more water. I'll cover solutions to flooding in the next part of this mini-series. Drought is an effect of climate change because we've cut down trees and destroyed soil. As the planet heats up, more water evaporates into the atmosphere. When it rains, the soil isn't able to absorb the water and there are no trees and plants to hold the water. That gives us drought. We've all experienced droughts, either with hosepipe bans or on the news where we see countries with desert conditions. By 2040, WaterWise expects more than half of our summers to exceed 2003 temperatures, which means more water shortages. If you think that some areas of the planet always used to be deserts, areas like the Central Valley of California or the Fertile Crescent in the Middle East, well, you'd be wrong. The Central Valley of California used to be lush with life, and the Fertile Crescent in the Middle East was the birthplace of civilization because of its vast resource of fertile topsoil. I'll cover solutions to drought in the next part of this mini-series. Then there are more wildfires. Natural fires and controlled burning are an important part of nature. They help to clear areas so that new growth can emerge, keeping the ground clean and plants healthy. However, when we cut down natural forest and use that space to create plantations of monocultures, we create unhealthy environments. Trees are planted too closely together, which means there's more fuel for wildfires. It also means that plantation trees are less healthy because there's no biodiversity, and this means the trees have more chance of dying. Dead wood burns more easily. Wildfires aren't reported that much in the UK, but they do happen. So let's consider an area that has recently been in the global news, California. Since the 1980s, more than 1/7 of California has burned in wildfires. Wildfires are high-intensity superfires that cause nothing but damage. Wildfires bake and destroy the soil and seeds. Wildfires are so intense, they're either difficult or impossible to stop. California is a long way from the UK, so why does that affect us? Well, our weather is global. More wildfires in California means more water evaporating into the atmosphere, more CO2 from burning wood, more climate change and global heating. I'll cover solutions to wildfires in the next part of this mini-series. We need a stable climate for food and water. Flooding, drought and wildfires may seem like big issues that aren't connected to each of us, but if the climate is unstable, if soil is degraded, then how can food be grown and fresh water be available? The Met Office predicts that in future the UK will see winters that are warmer and wetter, summers that are hotter and drier, and weather extremes that are more frequent and intense. Every one of us can help stop climate change. We still have time to take action and help stop climate change. The next goal in the climate crisis is to halve global emissions by 2030. By changing how we live, where we keep our money, how we spend our money, we can all play our part in stopping climate change. Here's one example of how changing the food that we buy can reverse climate change. The UNFAO says there are 12.1 billion acres of grasslands and cropland. If everyone used carbon-building practices such as biodynamic farming or regenerative agriculture on those acres, we could remove 50 parts per million of carbon from the atmosphere in under 5 years. That gets us very close to the target of 350 parts per million of CO2 in the atmosphere. That can happen if we buy food produced using regenerative farming or biodynamic farming. In the next 6 parts of this mini-series, I'll cover how to stop global warming and how to stop climate change, and I'll give you the ideas and solutions of what you can do. So, if you got this far, then you're probably thinking that it's important to reverse climate change and to grow, eat and live sustainably, to improve our lives and the lives of future generations, which is why I came up with the Sustainability Roadmap. The NAFA Junction Sustainability Roadmap is about what each of us can do in our day-to-day lives. It's about creating a new lifestyle where it's natural to do everything we can to reduce our consumption and waste and live in a way that considers others. This Sustainability Roadmap won't fix everything. We need governments and businesses to do that. However, changing government policies and business practices can be influenced by our actions. This roadmap is about doing things where we have the power, things that can encourage and eventually force governments and businesses to change. We can do something now and be a part of hitting the next milestone in the climate crisis, which is to halve global emissions by 2030. Here's what you can do. Try the Sustainability Roadmap with 40-plus solutions to climate change at naffordjunction.co.uk/roadmap. Use the company directory to help you grow, eat and live sustainably at naffordjunction.co.uk/directory. Be inspired. Know that we can reverse climate change if we do something about it. Talk to your friends and colleagues. Share this with others. Links to everything I mentioned, as well as sources used to create this piece, can be found in the description or in the article titled Effects of Climate Change at naffordjunction.co.uk/blog. Keep listening to this episode for more ways that you can help stop climate change. Where next? There's so much inspiring information to give you ideas of how to help climate change by growing, eating and living sustainably. You can go to naffordjunction.co.uk, read our articles, subscribe to our podcast, sign up to our free email newsletter, join the hashtag Vote With Our Money campaign, work through the sustainability roadmap, find companies to help you grow, eat and live sustainably. Follow NAFA Junction on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Help us inspire others. If you're passionate about helping climate change, please consider supporting NAFA Junction. You can become a patron to give regular contributions. Buy me a coffee to make a one-off contribution. Create for us and publish thought-provoking content. Become an inspiring leader and advertise with us. Go to naffordjunction.co.uk/support. This was produced by me, James Walters, as a personal project to help stop climate change by inspiring others to grow, eat, and live sustainably. Any advice given is the opinion of those involved and does not constitute medical, financial, or legal advice. We may include links we think you will find useful. If you buy through those links, we may earn a small commission. It's one way to support our work and to inspire as many people as possible. Thanks for listening. Come back soon. Bye-bye.